Welcome to Motherhood in ADHD. I'm your friend, Patricia Sen. My mission is to be a lighthouse for mothers with ADHD, helping you find your path to success by learning to appreciate your ADHD as an asset. I'm seeking to change the paradigm that ADHD means your life is doomed to be a hot mess. So I'm sharing strategies and encouraging you in your pursuit of happiness to love who you are every day of your ADHD life. Hey there, successful mama. It's your friend, Patricia Sung. Today, we're starting a little series called ADHD Q&A. I don't know why I called it a little series because I have no idea how long I'm going to do this. So if you have a question that you want to hear the answer to, shoot me a note, email me, DM me on Instagram, and maybe your question will appear here. Today's question is, how do I come up with a daily schedule? I don't know about you, but all that free time freaks me out. What are we going to do all day? My kids are going to drive me nuts. What does that look like? Or people asking me, what is my actual schedule? So I'm going to explain to you exactly what I do, our like rough schedule for the day, and how I set that up. So you can go sit down after this episode and jot down a rough schedule for you and your family, and hopefully keep the insanity at like level 8 instead of level 10, or maybe even like level 6. But before we do, of course, we need to say thank you to an amazing review from Free Life Mama. She titled it, Yes, Yes, and Yes. Love how this podcast gives real and actionable steps that I can take as an ADHD mom to make life better for myself and my family. I so needed this. It's easy to just get down on myself about the crazy that is my life, but this podcast makes me feel like I'm not alone and that I can keep going. Thank you, Free Life Mama. I love hearing you cheerleading yourself forward because you can do hard things and you certainly are not alone. Be sure to hit subscribe so you get the next episode on your phone right away. And now let's dig in because this episode is definitely an actionable steps one. So grab your pen and paper if you're a note taker and let's get to work. So your daily summer schedule. The goal is to create a framework with your repeatable activities and then fill in the activities that are going to change on a day-to-day basis. For me, I start with my anchor times and those, which is easiest with kids, is meal times and bedtime. Look, we gotta feed our kids multiple times a day. I really wish that we could just be like snake moms and like throw them a rat once a week and call it a day. You don't even have to cook that thing. But alas, humans eat so many times a day, especially little humans. So that is a really good anchor point. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, and then bedtime. They happen roughly at the same time every day. Now, did this happen overnight? No, it was a lot of hard work. Everything takes hard work. But going in, I want you to think about, why are you doing this? What's your motivation? Is it because you're trying to keep your sanity? Is it because you don't want to lose your ever-loving mind and yell every day? Figure out why this matters to you and then employ the tools you have. I know a lot of people are like, I don't really want a schedule. Really, like, cramps my style. I'm a free spirit, blah, 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 blah. Like, we all have an excuse of why we think the schedule isn't going to work for us. And don't get me wrong, like, I would gladly just laze about my day and not stick with the schedule. But here's the thing. In my almost 40 years on this earth, I have come to realize that this just makes my life easier. And I'm down for that. Like, that is what I need. I need more ease. I need more simplicity. I need my life to be simpler. When I keep a schedule, my must-haves happen. It keeps my decision fatigue down because by the time dinner rolls around, I won't think about any more things because I already thought about too many things. Any way that I can take out more decisions in my day, I'm in. It lowers my stress because I know what's expected. My kids know what's expected. There's not as many surprises because I've planned for several of the surprise things to be in some kind of planned feature. And my kids just aren't driving me as bonkers. As you develop these routines, they start to run on autopilot. And that means that I have more mental energy for the important things. But that also gives me time for fun. I can do an impromptu zoo trip because my laundry is pretty much always mostly caught up. My house is always mostly clean. My podcast is mostly scheduled. And if I want to do something random on a day, like, I can. I don't have to, but I can. This also means that my weekends are for relaxing. When my husband's off work, like, we want to spend time together as a family. I am not down for this, like, Saturday clean your house all day business. Like, no, not doing that. Our weekends are about relaxing and enjoying. Like, yes, I still have to do things like, you know, clean up after meals and sweep under the table, but it's like little things. I'm not scrubbing toilets and I'm not dealing with the mount laundry. Like, all that stuff has been handled during the week, and that makes my life so much more simple. So I'm going to outline the day for you and then give you specifics on kind of where our schedule runs. So we start out with like waking up, breakfast in the morning routine. That's one chunk. Then we have the get your energy out with some kind of morning activity and a snack section. Then we have lunch in the midday routine, which goes straight into like quiet time and nap time. Then we have snack. We usually have some kind of indoor activity because I live in Houston and it's stinking hot outside. So by that point, we're probably not going outside. We can, but we're probably not at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So we do something inside usually in the afternoon. Then we hit into the dinner routine, into some family time where that way, like, we might go back outside if we need to get rid of some energy, do something together that's fun, or we all can do something quiet on our own or in smaller groups. And then we hit the bedtime routine. So what does that look like from a time perspective? Unfortunately, my kids got my husband's genes and they're early risers. Why they don't take after me in that department, I don't know. Maybe there's hope when there's teenagers, but I digress. They're up at 6:30 at the latest. So they play for a little bit while I get ready. We eat breakfast, get our morning routine done. And morning routine includes things like cleaning up all the dishes, getting a little laundry started, getting lunches ready if we're going to pack our lunch for like our activity out, getting all of our things together. And like, yeah, in an ideal world, I try to get those things done the night before, but you know, sometimes that doesn't happen. This means that all that stuff gets done by like 8:30, 9 o'clock, we are ready to leave the house. Most days we try to do something outside of the house when I'm not working. So we're out the door doing something fun, getting energy out. We take a snack with us. We eat that around 10:30. Then we have lunch by noon. Sometimes we eat it out when we're out and about, or we make sure that we're home by noon to have lunch, maybe like 12:30 at the very latest. My kids get hangry, so I try not to push meals. And then we hit that like midday routine of things like checking back in with the laundry, cleaning up the lunch dishes. And then we roll straight into quiet time, or if you have littler ones, nap time. Everybody like takes down a notch and is quietly playing somewhere, as quiet as three-year-olds get. That is roughly like an hour and a half, 2 hours. We hit about 3 o'clock snack time, that indoor activity, doing any like chores and stuff that need to get done around the house. And then around 4:30 is when I try to start dinner. If I don't make a point to tell myself that dinner prep has to start at a certain time, dinner time shows up and I'm like, what's for dinner? We should be eating right now. And my brain skips over that step of cooking or reheating leftovers. So I have to tell myself, like, depending on whether I'm cooking or it's leftovers, like 4:30, stop whatever I'm doing and go figure out some food situation. That means by like 5:30, we're eating dinner into our like dinner time routine of cleaning everything up. And that means that by like 6:15, we have a little bit of family time. And then our kids are getting ready for bed, like 6:45, 7 o'clock at the latest. And we hit into that bedtime routine. Now, if I know you're sitting here going, Patricia, that sounds like a lot of things to figure out. I gotcha. In the fall, I'm going to be teaching a whole class about rhythms and routines and getting your mom life together. If you want to be on the wait list, you can go over to my website now, patriciasung.com/routines. Hop on there now. I'll tell you as soon as it's ready. I'm aiming for like probably a September start date. Not 100% sure yet because my brain doesn't really plan that far ahead, but that's my goal. We'll figure it out. We'll get you rolling. So if you need help, you know where to find me. Mama, are you looking for some extra support? Could you use a few more like-minded mamas in your circle? Here is your official invitation to join our Facebook group, the Motherhood and ADHD Community. Here you can ask questions, share advice, but most importantly, know that you're not alone. Click on the link in the show notes or search on Facebook for Motherhood and ADHD Community. So come join our little corner of the internet with other mamas who know how your brain works and won't look at you crazy when you share what's floating around inside there. Instead, they'll say, I get it. I've been there and I know how that is. So come on, what are you waiting for? See you in there. Again, that's the Motherhood in ADHD Community on Facebook. But going back to what's next, like what's your actual homework? Here's what you're gonna do. I want you to think ahead for your summer. Look at the next 3 months. It might help you to print out like Google printable calendar and print out the next 3 months, or you can just draw it on a piece of paper, nothing fancy here, and mark out like, when are you going on vacation? Do you have like any kind of like swim lessons or camps or activities, and like fill all that in. And then you'll see how many days you have left that are empty. How many weeks are there? So say your summer is 10 weeks long. And then once you've, you know, taken out all these other activities, say there's like 60 days left that you got to fill stuff with. Then you can decide, how are you going to fill those days? Some people like to do like theme days, like every Monday we go to a playground, explore around town, find all the playgrounds, check them all out. And it doesn't have to be just your family. Like, you can meet a friend at the playground. You can mix it up. You can drive to the next town 20 minutes over, check out a playground there, like check out an indoor playground one time. Like, it doesn't have to be lame and boring because every Monday you go to playgrounds. But that takes the decision fatigue out for you, because you don't have to worry like, what are we going to do today? I don't know. What should I pack? And by the time you actually figure out what's going on, it's like almost time for lunch. Then you don't go anywhere. Speaking from experience. Another option is you can have kind of like a choose your own adventure on Sunday, where like you have mapped out of like, this week I have 4 empty days. I'm going to write down these 4 activities. And then on Sunday, I'll figure out what I'm going to do based on like whether or not it's raining, how I'm feeling, and fill them in start of the week, which one's going to go on which day. But just so you have like a rough idea, generally speaking, in our week, we plan for, there's usually like one day that has some kind of like lesson or activity or camp or whatever. I try to plan 2 or 3 outside of the home activities, like going on play dates, arboretum, playground, museum, splash pads, that kind of thing, where that's like a lot more energy expenditure. And then 1 or 2 activities that are home, but usually outside. And sometimes that's just walking around the neighborhood, or like playing in the sprinkler, or doing some crafts, or having a movie day. I just find that if we like are at home too much, their energy is too much for me. So we got to get out of the house. If you have those 60 days planned out, you don't have to like say like August 3rd, we are definitely going to the museum. It doesn't have to be like that. But I want you to have like 60 ideas in your head. And that doesn't mean you need 60 new ideas. It can be, there's 10 weeks. So once a week, we're going to go to the splash pad in this neighborhood. Like, that's fine too. So you don't have to think of like actually 60 ideas. Like, you can say, we're going to do this thing 5 times, check off 5 boxes, right? But have a rough idea of what you can be doing so that you're not scrambling at the last minute to decide. And also, this calendar is not written in stone. If you find this really cool park and you want to change and go there more often, like, go for it. But the point is to have a plan instead of just like, I don't know what we're going to do today. Like, have somewhere where you're going to pull these ideas from that it's not making you do the effort every day. Now, in terms of like our schedule for the day of like time aims, we follow that schedule like no matter what. It doesn't matter if I have the kids that day, if my husband has the kids that day, if I'm working that day and I've got childcare scheduled, a babysitter follows that schedule. Like, everybody follows that rough schedule. It is not like military timed. It's not like at precisely 12:07 p.m. sandwiches enter mouths. But I know that roughly around noon, everybody's eating, which means I know roughly around 11:30, I need to be stopping what I'm doing and heading towards the kitchen to get sandwiches ready. Or I know that I need to stop whatever fun activity we're doing outside and say, let's find a bench and sit down and eat, because that keeps my kids in better moods. Hangry kids, no good. Hangry mom, no good. Now, if you're thinking, oh, this is a lot to start with, it is. I don't want you to do all these things at one time. I want you to make your rough plan for the summer of all the activities. Like, you have a creative ADHD brain. You can think of 50 ideas of what to do with your kids in like 5 seconds. That's not going to take you very long. When you're looking at your daily schedule, what I want you to start with is one section. Like, let's try to always have lunch in this area. When you've got lunch kind of handled out, okay, like, let's try to make sure that we've eaten breakfast by this time, or that we have dinner at this time. Like, try to aim for your anchors to be steady, your anchor times in the day, those meals, and then you can start building in the other things around it. Like I said, I got this routines class coming up in the fall, so you can sign up for that, and I'll let you know as soon as it's ready. Okay, you got some homework to do, mama. We're going to make this summer totally doable. slightly less sanity lost every day that we move forward. And we'll talk soon, successful mama.
Thank you for listening to Motherhood and ADHD. For more resources, head over to our website, www.motherhoodandadhd.com.